Anyone. See, she don't claim anyone, bro.
No, she came mad with me, Jordan. Blacks.
No.
Yeah, but she was posting him, though.
Is she?
That's
cool. Yeah. Oh, where?
She posted him.
You know that Twitter is not a Twitter. That's a fake Twitter, bro.
She never posted him.
No.
She don't have Twitter.
See, I thought that Twitter was wrong.
On Instagram, no, she never posted him.
No.
She never claimed anyone.
She don't claim anyone.
She don't even come out like, yeah, I'm dating someone.
No. Never. Who's never heard her speak?
Never.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know how she sounds.
She sounds, bro.
Her dad is out here just screaming.
Yeah, bro. We heard him. Yo. We heard
them babies, they always have like a
list. I respect you, fam.
Sam got to be real.
Crazy. Yeah. Or they got a gap to you or something. Because I've never seen her open her mouth, bro.
Literally.
Get me?
She's crazy.
Doesn't have to speak, bro.
But she's got all the Hollywood man Infinity Stones, though. Like, she claimed all of them.
It's like punching, though.
Yeah.
Samson.
Yeah.
He's punching.
I didn't think he was there yet.
Yeah. I think he just dipped his toes.
He hopped a couple levels.
Yeah,
leveled up. I can't.
Like, he's
though.
Lit, but he's like,
no, he's lit though.
But he ain't that lit. He ain't that lit.
No.
Denzel.
He's a black. Was like,
who? Yeah.
He's a black British nigga in.
Yeah.
But he ain't that lit. Exactly. Denzel was like, I don't know this nigga.
He's British.
If you're gonna say lit,
with respect to us,
like Idris Elba is a get me. That's lit.
Yeah.
Idris, I feel like Idris has cleaned up though.
Yeah,
like the older generation.
In his day.
Yeah, definitely. He was hitting everything.
But looks wise,
Yeah. Like,
no homo.
Like, he's bro, up there.
Stringer Bell, handsome. Like, Idris Elba. Yeah. He's tall as well. Mm. Handsome.
Women loved Idris Elba.
The man there had the game in the school.
They love Idris. They love him and Denzel, fam.
Bro.
And what's my
now
man?
Old now,
Ricky.
Ricky who?
Ricky.
Yeah,
Mauricio.
Oh.
Yeah, they love him, man. It's them three still.
But now, seeing them old now, you're like, I can't even imagine it. But you're just in the wire. I hear it.
Yeah.
It's a handsome dude still.
Yeah, what is Giselle?
Just like me. Yeah.
I think it's different. I don't even know how he's getting booked for flipping these house parties.
Bro, they're bringing back Luther, bro.
They're bringing back Luther still.
Can't lie, Luther's like, good, man. The TV show is very,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, I
rate
Luther still.
Hey, what, man? We ain't got no juice.
Bro,
you don't drink no more.
Swear down.
Alex started getting ridiculous with it.
Oh, no way.
I ain't drink, bro. That's the one thing. I stopped drinking on the pod. I stopped drinking in real. Nah, I haven't stopped drinking in real life.
No, he stopped for like 2 weeks because I was vomiting or something.
But now, like, last year, the consumption of alcohol was
crazy.
Mm. It's like, once you look back on it, he's like, I had a good time, but was I sober?
Yeah.
Was I just like masking my
Do you remember when you're off it?
I remember. Like, I'm never like that.
Yeah.
I'm that guy where it's like, yeah, we had a lit night.
Yeah.
But you see where you don't remember your night?
I've never been to that point.
I've never had that
stuff.
Yeah.
I've been super drunk, but I've never... You're lying, bro.
What?
Your party, man. What, you was definitely not remembering that.
Bro, I remember everything, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, bro.
That's the thing. Like, I think there'll be...
You're guessing, bro. I'm on that joke, bro.
You was drunk.
There's what... It comes to a point where... You see where there's an hour missing?
Yeah.
They'll be like,
that's when you black out. Like, whoa.
You see when someone says, yeah, yo, you was chatting to my girl and lips in them?
Who?
Did I?
There's times I've like 15 minutes, I'm like, what happened? Like, people are telling
But me, the thing is, yeah, like, when you're licked, I feel like the night moves in fast motion. Like, everything's just happening.
Yeah.
But then when you're sober,
Shit is rubbish, man.
No, I can't lie. Your birthday, I done it sober, and I was like, as long as I'm with good people.
Yeah, man, you had it all.
But you're too analytical, man. Like, I feel like I'm too paying attention to Dio when I'm sober, man.
It depends. I think the thing is like when on my birthday, pretty much everyone was. I don't think anyone got smashed. I think everyone was kind of at that level, innit?
A sweet spot.
And I think even when you're not licked, if you're around everyone who is, the energy just kind of rubs off you.
Mm.
Like, one of my guys from school, he came and he doesn't drink at all, nothing.
Mm.
So he was stone cold sober the whole night. So, but even when a few songs came on that he was fucking with, like, he was lit.
Yeah.
I don't like being sober around drunk people because I just get pissed off.
I was good, like, with your... But the thing is, when I'm sober, I get to play the mysterious guy.
You are not mysterious, bro.
You know them ones where you just like...
He wants the babe, say, what's wrong now?
Yeah, you're not having fun.
Bro, hey, you know what? I was sober in the smoking area. I don't even smoke. I was just chilling.
But I can't lie.
Babe says, hey, you got a lighter? I said, of course. Always carry a lighter.
I got some slides.
And she was like...
What you got a lighter for, bro?
Hey, man. When the babe needs a lighter, I'm just like...
I'll tell you something. Any man, obviously, the three of us have been together in a Funox, innit? smoking area in Phonox is better than inside
that
the club.
Brixton.
Yeah, Brixton. Yeah, that smoking area there is.
That's where the party pops off, man. That's where
you meet the most weird and wonderful people in that smoking area.
That's where you meet you. That's where you meet the Insta baddies.
It's boiling in that.
That Insta baddie with 100k followers. You know, what are you doing here with me?
This is a society here.
You know what I mean?
You have no power here.
We're all in the same playing field.
Hey, do you not remember your first bad bitch?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, like, I have to think to which one it was.
Bad bitch, though.
No. That first woman where you was like, damn, like I really got her.
Yeah.
But what, that bad bitch in secondary school?
Nah,
not a bad bitch anymore. To me.
It's all relative, though.
No, no, at the
relative,
time.
But it's relative. Back then, if she was, then it counts.
Yeah, right, cool. Say no.
Yeah,
like, it's relative, innit?
Yeah, like I remember.
Like, even when I'm G'ing, I'm thinking, raw, like, is this
I'm in
happening?
This.
Like,
I'm in.
I'm always like, is this happening?
Yeah.
You know when you're in there, you're like, raw.
We kind of giggling to yourself.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, raw.
You know the ones where you're like, why me? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why did you give pussy to me?
Like, I'm seeing the shit rippling.
You're like,
good looking out. Good looking out. I appreciate it.
I mean,
you don't have to do this, but give me a piece, bro.
Gave it to me while I was at my lowest.
How generous.
You still got Ally, you don't care though.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh.
No, but you can't even do that with your first bad bitch. Like, Ally, you don't care. You got to really fan out, man.
Yeah.
I fan out.
I'm an Ally like I've been there before. Yeah, like. I've been there
before. Nah. I'm a fan out in the terms of I'm going to give you the head kisses.
Yeah, but that's calm.
Stroke you while you sleep.
I'm not going to tell her I'm gassed that like,
you see,
here.
See,
you can't tell her that. She's gonna think you're a muck.
Yeah,
bro. You see when you see when with your first.
They give anyone pussy these days.
When you have your first bad bitch, you fuck and she sleeps and you're just staring at her. Like,
I did that.
Just stroking her like this.
Let me ask you lot something. Do you lot think any of you have ever been that to a shorty?
What? Yeah.
Like, can't believe my luck. Because shorties, I feel like some shorties feel like that. Like. You know how we talk about niggas punch? Like, shorties can punch as well. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's why they don't leave me alone, bro.
Yeah, that one babe that sexually assaulted me, she definitely...
What?
That what, sorry?
Yeah, she sexually assaulted me.
Bro,
why do you always do this?
I was...
This is what happened. Like, it's no...
Wait, I'm laughing at...
These men can do their own little podcast on the side. They've been having a little... Get me a little chit-chat. Nah, but you're moving mad.
Bro, this is what happened.
But you can't just blur that out on the podcast with no, like, warning.
Are you trying to unpack it?
It happened to me, so.
You might have got to get off the couch so we can lay sideways. So we can start talking about this.
But yeah, nah, she definitely, But what's the question? I had a question for you lot. Hey, what's like an alternative word for boobs?
Tits.
Don't say that.
Nah,
word.
It's not tits.
I hate that word.
Tiggle bitties.
What's the best one?
Breasts.
My one is jugs.
Jugs.
Niggas got to stop watching porn, man.
Memory glands.
Jugs like a MILF thing.
Nah.
You watching too much porn, man.
Those milk cannons. The
twins, innit? The twins.
Oh,
the twins.
Nah. Them fangs.
Them fangs. Thangin'.
Chest.
Yeah.
Anything else just a bit like, I don't like the word tits. Like, I don't like the word. I don't like the word like.
No. Tits comes with size. Tits is like, it's tits, innit?
Nah, but I like the word.
You can't call B cups tits.
That's true.
The thing is, when I say tits, it makes me sound mad horny. Yeah. Like, yo, let me see your tits.
Like, why are you saying
like, yo, chill.
Yeah, let me rub on your tits.
Yeah.
We just got here.
Like a thing saying, let me see your cock. You're
like,
bruh.
Yeah.
Tingle shriveling up in that.
Like, yeah. Like sometimes, like, we'll say like boobs or boobies. I sound like a seven year old.
Boobs, no boobies, yes.
Boobs is still a bit.
I feel like boobs is classier, though.
It's a bit weird, though, boobs.
Like, boobs. Show me your boobs.
That's a bit weird. I don't know.
It's just a bit too.
All of the words, the alternatives, they're for certain sizes. Boobs is for perky tits, bro.
I just don't.
Tits is like tits.
I don't really say anything.
Also, I feel like you have to, for the situation you're in it, you get me?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, you have to use certain words. Certain, you get me?
Sometimes you got to refer them as them others. You know what I mean? the real milk pistols. Milk pistols.
I ain't saying that. I ain't saying that.
Squirters.
What squirt?
Hey.
This nigga crazy.
But how was everyone's New Year's?
I stayed at home this year, man.
I stayed home.
I've had enough of New Year's, man. It's too messy, like everyone's excited.
That's the thing with New Year's, I've never been a big fan of it. I went out the year before And I just sat on the couch that morning after, just calculating how much I spent, the outfit, the train ticket, the club ticket.
Club never.
No, I've known a club. You just got like friends like first, apartment first, by house party.
If there's no AP, just stay home, man. Mm. I've had one good New Year's and that was my own thing. Other than that, it's just messy. Like there's nothing certy unless you want to pay £50 for a ticket somewhere.
Them AP parties be crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's how you end up like Dominic Soler.
Has anyone ever had a good night? When I say good, you know what I mean by good night on New Year's, like New Year's Eve.
Just that one time.
Never. I feel like that's a fantasy for me.
One time, bro.
No.
Yeah, you'd be chasing it. You'd be chasing like yeah.
The
build up is mad.
After build up, bro. Nah, yeah, but that's all feel dead, bro.
That gap between 16 and 19, that was. That's when it was like house parties.
Yeah.
And then like
and people were willing to have house parties.
But nowadays,
I ain't risking it, bro.
Oh my gosh. My niece was talking to me. She was like, "Yeah, someone's having a house party." She's saying, "Yeah, it's like £5."
What?
I said, what? I was like, she was like, "Yeah, there's a guest list now."
Just for that, the man from that area got to run up and
out.
Charges
to get in the house is crazy.
They got a lock off the party, bro.
But the thing is, I remember I was like a year or two older than her. But then when I'd have a house party, I'd mess with my brother's address. Them man will roll up.
20 man in
that whole yard is getting confiscated. Yeah.
They're like, who do you know? Alex.
Well, I'll never forget the time when my boy stole this girl's phone, and she was crying. And she's like, oh, my phone. And my boy, like beforehand, he passed it to me. Bro, she's crying in my arms, Her phone's
ringing.
Phone's going off in my pocket. Oh, and I was just like...
You didn't give it back to her?
Bro, no. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, that's how me and my boy used to survive. Your BlackBerry, that was a good £50 lick.
I can't lie.
Curve the
PE rooms in school.
Yeah.
I was the nicker still.
I would help you look for it as well.
Yeah.
Where'd you last put it?
Nick it still.
Nah, I was...
Dre, it is. I feel like... I don't know how my phone ever got robbed. Because I used to leave my phone all the time. At first, it was like, I was stupid, innit? I used to just leave my phone in the changing room. And then, I think it got to a point, it was like, oh, no one's going to take Atlas's phone.
Yeah. You see, one of the ones where you think, like, it could never be me.
The thing is, that's the thing. But the thing is, the kind of person I was, okay, there was I obviously, like, in my year, innit? There's always a hierarchy in school, innit? You get me of like whatever. I'm not gonna get into it because I'm gonna sound like a dickhead.
Top of the food chain.
It's one of them ones where it's like, bro, if my phone ever got stolen, everyone's getting lined up.
But I'm
saying, where's my phone? Someone's gonna give it back.
You've been in the house party where they stop the music. You're like, whoever's got my phone is getting batted up.
It's different.
I'm like, yeah, I'm up everyone. But the thing is, but wait.
Dynamic.
But wait. The dynamic is, you see, when you say that, there's always gonna be a guy. He's gonna be like, he ain't gonna bat me up. Like,
if you got my phone, I will.
But how do you know who's got your phone?
Yeah. I find out. I mean, it never got taken, so I never got
But that's the thing.
To be fair, I stopped after year 7 because after that, I started knowing.
Wait. You was doing in year 6?
No, I mean, no, like in year 7. I don't know them. So I'm thinking, I ain't got no loyalty to you, so.
Oh, you started doing it.
After year 7, like, after that year, I like, think that's cool.
Good, man.
I saw his phone.
But the thing is, like year 7, that's when, like, it was such a big year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I couldn't know the person on the other side of the year.
That's why I'm stealing, because I don't know you.
There was a youth who used to have like, the way the zips were in it, it was like two zips, you put them together. He had a little padlock on it, and then he would wear the key around his wrist.
Bro!
No one was staining that, brother. This is from the first day of year 7.
That's pepper.
He said, I am not getting stained.
Yeah. I'll never forget when I was walking home, me and my boy, and a couple of Woonsie guys came up on their bikes. I said, I already knew what time it was, These times, my phone is not in my sock. It's in my shoe, See where you make it a little sideways pass? It's tucked there. And my man was like, you really know what time it is. They're like, what you got for me? I said, I ain't got nothing for you. And he was like, all right, cool, whatever. Went to my boy. My boy dug out bare money and he just went like this. He was like advertising it. The man was like, like, good phone this.
You know what I mean? Like, you want this?
Couple minutes on there. I was like, you want to advertise it anymore? Man got swiped and like, this guy's bawling. And I'm just like,
you're stupid.
I was like, this is why I don't roll with niggas like
you. That's why a nigga comes up and says, yo, my nigga, what time is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Get a watch, nigga.
You pull something out, nigga swipes it.
Yeah.
Nigga asks me what time it is.
Say, that bike's sick. Let me ride that. Nah, bro, it's cool. I gotta go home now.
Nah, the thing is, you see with the bike thing?
I gotta go home now.
The bike thing is very techie, It's, I don't know where, like, where I'm from, where I was from, like everyone met at the cages, mm-hmm. and it was like, all right, cool, all the olders are there, and it was like, oh, yo, let me use your back, and it's like,
you can't really say no.
You can't say no.
You're right there with the bike. Say,
and these times, you know, you're going to kick ball. So either way, your bike's gonna be left unattended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't have the.
You better take the bike home and walk, bro.
Yeah, but it was one of them ones. Yeah, I always remember this guy. Didn't really know him too tough, but then I knew like the oldest, so I just gave it to him. And this time we're kicking ball from like one. And I ain't see him till like 6-7. Like it's getting to that. Well, it's like 6-7.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yo, street lights are coming on. Yeah. I need to be at yard and I'm thinking, fuck. I was just like, yeah, I've been finessed.
Bro, done so much illegal activity on your
bro,
bike.
The way, bro, I'm
reshooting.
If it was a car, it's marked.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, I'm walking home now, just thinking I got finessed, yeah? And then he just pulls up on me. He's like, yo, I've been looking for you everywhere. Love for the bike. And I was just like, and ever since then, a relationship.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Mal get a bike, then I'm police. Hey, come get on the ground.
A little secret compartment.
You're going to find something under the seat.
Yeah, bro. Like, under the wheel.
Now your bike's got low jack.
Why the bike got one residue? Hey, but that was the era when niggas riding out on bikes as well.
Yeah.
Niggas was too young to drive. We had to get it somehow.
Pedal bike.
If you pedal bike on feet, so now you got pedal bike. Now you're arrested for a conspiracy of murder. Like, whoa.
You see a guy, a pedal bike and a JD bag. There's no signs in there.
Just do it.
Something's about to go down.
That sworn off straight. He's just hiding perfectly in there.
Pointing out, bro.
You know, it's in my area. It was the bikes as well, but it was the footballs as well, man.
Yeah, they take that.
Let me get a touch in it.
Let me get a touch.
Nah.
Boot it.
Yeah,
you can't even say nothing to them.
Do you know what happened? One guy tried doing that to me, booted it in the pond, and he was like, go get your ball. And I was in year six, and he was in like year eight, but I already knew like most of them, but my brother went to the school. And I was looking at him, and I was like, you're going to make me go into the pond? And he was like, yeah. He was like, no, you have to go get it. I said, cool. I said, wait there. I ran home, yeah, to get my cousin and brother, and we're just all jogging up. I was like, yeah, they're them niggas that try maybe go in the pond. Yeah. Brother, this guy was in the pond getting my ball, yeah. I was like, bro, like, what do you think this is? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? But that's the thing is, like, I'll never mess with someone younger than me because they might have an older brother.
Yeah, but even still, it's just weak to do that regardless.
There's no gain,
man. I mean, like, man used to get their balls booted and then come back home, right?
Right,
they used to get that fresh ball, Champions League ball, bro.
Those Champions League ball, those were gold as well, man.
See, the thing is, I never really had that on my block growing up. I, like, me and my boys, like, on my age, we were like we all had like older brothers and that, innit?
Yeah.
So there was never that thing of like olders trying to violate because all the olders were all each other's brothers. You get me? You never really had that. But like, I guess in school, even in school, like, you know what it's like in school, you come in year seven, maybe you get roughed up a little bit by the older youths. And I used to do that as well, but I always said to them, yo, if it's ever that and something serious kicks off with someone older than you, innit? Let me know, innit?
I'm
in like year nine, I'm like, bro, to year seven, yo, if anything kicks off of a year eight, even a year 10, innit? Let me know if it really got
you
to
lot ever had other than that. You lot ever had a scrap in school?
Oh, I was a scrapper.
Nah, not
yeah, seven, never, eight.
This is what I mean when I talk about school, innit?
No one's ever tried it with me like that. Yeah. You know, I had a cool
ride. I never got into a fight until I was like 17. And that's when it got scary because I was like 16-ish. I was like, I don't know if I can fight.
Oh,
like, I learned how to fight in school. I was the chair thrower in school.
Yeah. No, but the thing with me, like, I'd always be like fighting with my siblings.
No, yeah.
But I didn't know if it was in a situation when I think it's really trying to,
because your siblings aren't really trying to hurt you.
They're not going all out.
Yeah.
And you're not going all out as well.
That's
my fault. No.
I think when you're a young sibling, you are going all out.
I'm trying to catch a body.
Damn.
I'm trying to catch a body.
You are, but
I'm the youngest.
You're just powerless.
You're in a situation where it's like, if I don't go all out, I ain't got a chance.
No, but I went all out, my cousin still beat me up anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's like,
you definitely had fights with your brother.
No.
You haven't?
No.
Bro, there's been so many times, I never forget, my brother was sitting on the couch. I walked up to him, clocked him in the jaw, and I just walked out. Yeah,
that's crazy,
bro. He stood there. He was like, "Cool, bro." My guy caught me in school in front of all the hoes, bro. Grabbed me by my bag, threw me across. You see when like
what swingers?
No, you see when you get swung, and your collar's like up here, and you're like,
You know what it is as well, yeah? I've got an older brother. He's the oldest out of everyone, yeah? And he was fresh from Africa when he came in. He was 17. I was like 9.
Fuck.
So growing up, bro, we used to scrap bear. Bro, them African niggas, bro, their bones are made of metal. Their shins are tough.
A different bone density.
Oh my God, fam.
I think we've got a vibranium in there, bro. That's
bro, it was tough, bro. Used to conk me in my head, bro. It felt like metal, bro. Yo.
I think the worst thing my brother ever done to me, like my two brothers, would turn off all the lights in the house. Yeah. No, like they'll cut off the electricity through like underneath the stairs. And then they'll make like little noises like, ooh. And then you know when you're like 9, kind of scary.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, that man will grab me up. Arms like this, yeah. My brother will tickle me for about a minute straight, yeah.
That's torture for real.
Bro, you
bag me in the chest.
Bro, you know when you're like crying, like I was crying, like,
kill me,
but I'm still giggling, but I'm crying, like.
So I always talk about, obviously everyone knows I'm a big wrestling fan, innit? But growing up as a kid, like it was like religion in our house, innit?
Mm.
My big brother, 9 years older than me, he's a big Kurt Angle fan. So he used to get man in the, he used to get man in the ankle lock, but he would tickle the bottom of my foot. Let me tell you something, yeah? That is legit torture. You could tie me to a chair and do all of that, peel off my fingernails and all of that. I won't snitch.
Yeah.
You start tickling the bottom of my foot, I'm singing. It was Ludo, it was Flashy's gun. Get me? I'm singing. That is ridiculous.
They joined the crew with you, man, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that game?
Kind of.
That's when you like...
You say join the crew.
So someone starts as the enforcer and then everyone runs and then you got to catch them. When you catch them, you punch them up until they join the crew. And then once they've joined, they're now
you have a little gang
on the team and then you go find the next one. I used to play with these, man. I remember one of my brother's friends had me in the dirtiest headlock for like 10 minutes. I just weren't trying to do it. I was just crying in his arms.
The thing is, you got to
play letter beats.
It's a pride thing,
man. Bad man used to bottle it.
A letter game, yeah.
Bad man used to bottle letter beats, you know. As soon as you get a hand of them.
Here's for you lot, yeah. I want everyone to answer this. Would you rather have like your feet strapped, yeah, and someone tickles at the bottom of it for like 3-4 minutes, yeah?
Mm.
Or go one round with Mike Tyson?
What, Prime Mike? You just tickle me, bro, because one blow.
Nah, I can't lie.
I'm not waking up.
It hurts.
Can I
it's to the point.
I'm taking it.
Can I ask a question?
I and Mike.
Do I have a certain amount of training I can do before I go in there with Mike Tyson?
Bro, you
got 6 weeks.
The training,
six weeks.
Fuck the training.
If I just spend 3 minutes running, if I can get fit enough.
Yeah, the training. It's just running and hugging, the hugging thing.
If I can get fit enough, well, I'm fit anyway. If I can get fit enough, like at that level, to run for 3 minutes,
I'm
not kidding, yeah? Thing is such torture.
Give me
the Mike Tyson.
It tickles so much.
Because you know what I will say? If Mike Tyson hits me, I'm going to sleep and it's painless.
Yeah, at least. That's the thing.
So,
I just clocked though, 3 minutes is long.
If he hits, all he has to do is hit me once.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? If he hits me once, I'm going over.
The thing is, being tickled, yeah, time is slow-mo.
That's what I'm saying. It's not feeling like 4 minutes.
I don't think like hit me like in my face and my face is permanently damaged. I look like I got a stroke and that.
I'm thinking, just run around.
I'm cool.
But running around for 3 minutes. As soon as he jabs you, just go over, he got me.
Get up.
We not finished.
Have you seen that video where the judge does the bell and the guy just walks out the ring?
Yeah,
I've seen that. Man said, nah.
That's so crazy. Did that guy go like kill like Max Clemens' brother like a week after or something?
So I don't.
Yeah, the guy that walked out the ring, bro.
I heard about
what
that.
Wait,
yeah, the guy that walked out the ring like a week later, killed, you know, Max Clemens?
No.
Yeah.
You know Max Kellerman, the pundit?
What, from?
Iguodala, him. Yeah.
Well, he killed his brother?
Yeah.
When was this?
It was like 20 plus years ago.
Oh swear. Hey, catching a body in a ring must feel like a great...
No, it wasn't in the ring. It was outside. Ending, man.
Rey
Mysterio caught a body in the ring.
Did he?
Yeah. In Mexico.
Yeah, one of them. He killed someone
in the ring. Them fights there in Mexico. Nigga, you gotta die. You don't leave unless someone dies.
Those are real death matches.
In a wrestling match.
Yeah, in a wrestling match.
The guy was just hanging on. His guy was like hanging on the rope.
Yeah.
Just lifeless.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
I think he even 619'd him.
That's a W to me.
I'll take those.
Did you mind see that thing where the bro flipped on his son?
No.
Oh, what?
When the nigga snitched on his son.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that.
No,
you know what it is,
yeah? The clip was over there. Hey, time out. basically, this guy's like a drop-off from Jacksonville, isn't it? Mm. Went on the glide, yeah. His dad drove in the glide. They go kill someone now. They get back, like, obviously, like a year or so later. They're snitching on the son. Yeah, it was him. My son, the murderer, he killed him.
Bro, that man there, we're in the interrogation room. No food, no bev.
I saw that.
Like, if you're going to snitch, at least get like KFC. Get like a gourmet meal.
But that man are in the room, moving polite.
Yes, sir.
He's going to, I'm teaching my son a lesson. Hey, he's going to run that one.
I know where that nigga lives. I know where he is right now.
Niggas will lie to their mama, their family. But they'll tell the police, the guard on the truth, bro.
Yeah, bro.
No, but how you teaching your own son?
Discipline, bro. Discipline. He'll definitely run though. Like, I'm just disciplining myself.
That nigga was being polite as hell. Nah, man, yeah. That's crazy.
I was rewatching Power, yeah, and it's when Tariq, he catches a body, but then Ghost is like, "Don't worry, I'll take the charge." A couple months later, he's like, "Nah, shit's different now." He's like, "Get you a good deal. You do about 10 years."
Like,
that's the shit I'm on. When it actually comes to it, I'm like, nah, I ain't going out for my son.
But I hear that, but he went in the glide with his son.
Yeah.
He's culpable.
Yeah.
So you got to hold your time and hold that, bro.
Teach your son a lesson.
He's going to just teach him a moment.
You know the ones you got to ask?
Son, don't trust no one.
Yo, can I get indicted over this? But I even seen another crazy thing on Twitter. It was like, someone was saying, like, if I have birth complications, and like my wife or my kid.
I don't know that nigga, I'm choosing a wife.
If my husband has to choose,
I don't know the kid.
Like the wife or the baby,
Make
sure you choose me.
Do you know what's so crazy?
It's so fucked. You can make another, like,
you can always make another.
You know what's so crazy? It's so crazy you might have said this. I was in the gym earlier and there's a dude at my gym. He's 76 years old, innit? I love him to death. He's the nicest guy in the world. We always talk whenever I see him. And I don't know how we got to the conversation and he was saying how, like, his mom died giving birth to him. So he was saying his entire life he's felt like he killed his mom. Like, it's like a thing in the back of his mind he'll never be able to let go of. But he said himself, if he had control over it, he would have rather, because the situation, I think the situation was they could have saved either one of them and they chose to save him. And he was like, if I had any control over it, I would wish to have never been born and she would have kept living.
That's the thing, like, it's
from Tyrion shit, brother.
That's the thing, it's like regret. Like, obviously.
Ain't that kind of ungrateful?
I guess.
But it's like, of course you're going to say that now, being 76 and...
But no, it's not ungrateful. It's not ungrateful.
I think it's selfless.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'd rather my mum continue to live her life. Because obviously, like, if I'm in that position, I don't know that little nigga.
Yeah, but of course you
would. Plus, nah, you can't say that.
I don't know. Also, if you have to come out and you have to kill someone to come out, you don't need to be here.
No, but
you're coming out causing all these ruckus, bro.
Yeah.
How you coming out really got a body?
No.
And of course, he's 76, he's living his life. I want to choose my mom.
Yeah, like, he's done his thing.
But the thing, man's entering the earth already one up on bodies, bro. Nah, man. I already got points.
No, you asked. You're flipping it is nuts. Yeah.
Man, really got poison that, bro.
He
hasn't even joined the gang yet. I've been waiting.
Came up teardrop.
Man, coming with teardrop already, bro.
Are you man making the argument that because this baby is like, quote unquote, like a life that hasn't really
been. Maybe it's a stranger to me.
Yeah.
I've never seen the baby.
So what would you do in that situation?
It'll be easier.
I'll
choose my wife, man.
Choose my wife, because that's
the wife.
If it's my wife, especially, I don't even know a baby mom thing.
If it's a baby mom.
Yeah, she kind of. Yeah. If it's a baby mom thing where I don't see a future, yo, give me my son.
Yeah.
Nah.
But if it's really my wife, but if it's my wife, like, my wife is.
My everything.
She's my life partner.
I hear that.
I want to grow old with her.
Yeah.
And then going to have a son. And now I have a son. I can't even date till he's like 6 now because I'm a full-time dad. Yeah.
But you know what else as well?
Like, cop blocking me as well, bro. Not only you kill my wife, now you're cop blocking too, bro.
Yeah.
But this is just something, like, aside from that, is that a lot of people go through that and it completely ruins the marriage.
What, like losing a child?
Yeah.
You have to think what it's like for a mother.
Traumatic, how can it though?
It's traumatic.
Broski, you have to think because it changes you, Broski.
Imagine
you carry
another
human.
It's not as simple as that.
When you're that close, that's a real human, bro. That baby, bro, it has a name.
Something inside you for 9 months.
You hear his heartbeat, everything.
You hear his heartbeat, you feel it kicking for 9 months, and then you give birth to this child. And you see it come out of you.
And it comes out lifeless.
And it's just lifeless.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, fuck you up, Broski. That will mess you up. And then a lot of it is like, you start to blame yourself. like there's resentment within the relationship, and it's just, it's fucked. But a lot of these things happen. It's high blood pressure.
And also, another thing as well, like say, for example, the guy, he might be insensitive in terms of, oh, let's try for another one, but she's like, I'm not in the mood, or
I'm not ready.
It's going to be a good 3 years.
A lot of them, it's like, for a woman, it's like, bro, like, is it my fault my child died kind of thing? Do you start to feel like, is there something wrong with my body? Can I have kids? Especially if you've never had kids.
Is he going to stay with me because...
Is he going to stay with me? Like, bro,
or is it going to happen again?
Yeah, I was listening to Andrew Schultz talking to Liver King, innit? And Andrew Schultz, that's what they were talking about. But Andrew Schultz was talking about like what it means to be a man. And he made a good point because he was saying him and his wife had been trying to make a kid and they couldn't get pregnant.
Yeah.
And he said for him, it made him mad insecure because it was like, is there something wrong with me? Like, am I infertile? Like, does it make me less of a man if I can't do something as basic as procreation?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what our goal is, our human thing.
Like, that's what we're here for. At the end of the day, what we're here for is to get me. Mm-hmm. So I hear that. And the same thing for a woman. It's like, if you've already had 2 or 3 kids, I don't know, maybe it's not as bad because you do have kids. Mm-hmm. But if you've never had kids before, and the first time you have a kid and you get as far as labor and that happens, I can understand how that could
traumatic, really, innit?
You get me?
But even so, I think everything changes a relationship. Even once you have a kid, it changes the relationship because now it's just not you and her. Yeah. It's you and that little nigga.
Some people hate their wife or husband for like 10 years, 20. If they're married for 30 years, they say they, what Michelle Obama said?
Yeah, like 10
years. Some people hate their kids.
But also, you know, the thing is, what it comes to a situation where some people, they'll grow up a thing, they never want kids, but they go in a culture, oh, you have to have kids, but they never ever wanted kids, but they had to have kids. So they're forced to have kids, then they end up hating that kid because I don't want you here, but I have to have you because of culture or whatever. Part of what I had to do to tick off the box in life.
But at the same time, it's not fair on the kid because the kid never asked him.
Of course. But a lot of people have grown up with parents that hate them because they never wanted them in the first place.
You know what?
Let's be real, but how many people like from Africa that come and have kids? They didn't want
never asked to be born, you know, like, kid needs consent.
Hey, you in the womb. You ever see people, who have like babies, like guy and girl, and like the baby's only like 9 months, but you back out in the clubs, like it's a bit crazy.
Straight.
Hey, it's a bit crazy.
No, you know what? I'm conflicted on that. Though.
What time is the grandparents? Grandparents.
What are they there for, bro? Hey,
nigga, grandparents pattern everything. Yeah. I've seen grandparents.
Siblings, innit? If I want to go out and have a bit of fun, there'd be someone to watch the picnic.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta stay in for at least a year and a half. Man.
What? No, man.
What about the dad though?
Huh?
The dad, does he have to do that as well? Or can he be out?
Give him a year, man. Give him a year.
A year?
Give him a year. Like, just a year off.
Life continues, man.
Yeah, life continues, bro.
One of my boys had a year at 16. He was outside, bro.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're not going to tell a 16-year-old to stay in the crib. I ain't going to tell you. Get out, man.
Still, that's the reason he had a kid in the first place.
He's still doing dad stuff, but I feel like at that age, that grandparents more time are gonna parent more than the actual parents.
You ever see that that babe on Twitter was talking about how she was trying to date while she was pregnant?
No.
Fuck it. But that's another ticket one as well. I personally want to date someone heavily pregnant or pregnant.
You want to?
No. No. But
it depends though. If you want to be a stepdad,
you want to be the stepdad that steps up.
The dad.
Thing is, I understand after the baby's already here and whatnot.
She's
still like the baby, you know.
That's crazy.
You see with
the stepdad, going to a bar and you see a big belly.
That's insane to me. That's insane.
You see with the stepdad thing, I'll do it if only if I have more kids than you. Only way.
Okay.
I can't do two all. I have to be one up.
I feel like the kid just got to be grown, fam.
I can't do that.
It's not about the lip. It's just we know what it is, bro.
I'm your dad.
Exactly.
When
they're like 15, like it's just like I'm just here. I just get the groceries and just come in. And you know, it's not that. They're like 9, they're thinking, they're asking for shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, man. I can't imagine, I come in the crib, I see a 16-year-old.
Yeah, just they don't
big
care.
Big nigga. Kind of working out now.
You're getting hands by the
That's so calm.
You can't even be dominant in the crib.
I'll test him still.
If I were to scrap him and I struggled a little, but I still won, I still like, my man's like, yo, I got another 6-7 years of growing.
You just got to do a baby boy. And just get in the kitchen and start making food.
You have to weigh him in though. Like, if you have to
make food in the kitchen butt naked, like
Jody.
You just got to do that one where he gets in a headlock. That's right.
You just got to do what you got to do at that point, bro. Because you got to set your dominance somehow.
Yeah. But I've always said that, like, my personally, in my like worldview, I want my kid to be her first kid as well. So
that's why
I wouldn't.
Me too.
Of course.
But we can have fun. Me and a mother can have fun.
Yeah.
I think we can have more than fun. We can have a little situation.
Yeah, a little situation, a little fun. My situation would be fun though.
Yeah. You see when you like Have you ever had that when like when the baby mum's like she's got a little little childcare for the kid for the
childminder.
Yeah. Childminder.
I had a childminder,
and she's lit, yeah. But what? She's lit for the evening. Yeah. She's outside.
Yeah, that's the only bridge you can get her. Outside. Yeah, that's the only bridge she's active for.
Or, yeah. Or you get the little 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. booking because
the youth at school.
Hey, yeah. come round.
Yeah.
Hella Capri Suns.
You said backing all of them up.
Backing them all up.
Lunchables.
Yeah.
Fruit sits in that, bro. Fruit shoot.
I'm on the sofa, just stacking the Lunchables up.
Hey, man. The first baby mum.
Boy, they're balls drained and a full tummy, bro.
First baby mums I dealt with. She put me on Pom Bears, man.
I said,
he's good.
Man's whacking up the whole, but packing, a whole six pack.
Say you try be, say you try have a proper relationship with a mother, yeah. Sooner or later, the baby father's gonna come into play, and you have to have some sort of relationship because the kids.
Hopefully,
there
he's
well.
In prison.
What with my man? After some sort of relationship with the baby father.
No, well, you gotta be cordial.
You don't have to. You gotta be cordial. Don't have to.
Because you're gonna be around his kids.
Yeah, around his kids.
Yeah.
It don't have to be a relationship, though.
Being cordial, though.
It's not a relationship, it's just, yo. You know?
Yeah, but no, but he has to know about you, and you two definitely have to speak.
Yeah.
Because if it's my kid, yeah.
You want, there's certain boundaries, like. Exactly.
No, but if it's my kid, yeah, I'm like, all right, cool, my kid's hanging around this dude. I need to, not check him as in a way, I need to see.
See what's about it.
That's not a relationship, though, man. That's just.
It's still a
relationship. If my man's running around my youth, yo, what's that?
Exactly. You got like set like low, like, yo, I don't want this, I don't want that.
Either way, you still have to talk. And I need to see the nigga face to face.
Yeah.
I need to see if the nigga smells. I need to see everything.
Yeah, you can do that. And after that, you ain't got a butt man again.
No, but you're going to see him saying
it's because
he's a kid.
Him,
you're going to bump into him, man.
Again?
Birthdays.
You're going to
bump birthdays.
Bro, I'm checking in every birthdays 2 weeks. That's
birthdays.
Not with me, bro. I'm checking in with a baby mum.
No, I'm checking with you.
Me, bro.
I'm checking in with you.
Oh, big I hear what Rumble's saying, though.
You checked in with me once.
All right, cool. You're going to have to deal with me.
Your link is through the mum. You asked the mum. Is he patterned? Is he doing
LA? You got to check in every single time you're there, bro. Checking once.
Your link's through the mum.
Checking every single time.
Is he patterned?
I'm telling you.
You're not going to directly go
to my baby mum, you're seeing me.
You gotta check in.
I might be annoying. I might come around the crib just butt naked. This is still my crib.
Nah, bro.
As long as my
I gotta check the temperature, bro.
You check,
LA.
You better check the baby mum, bro.
Hey, what?
Think about on the other side, bro.
I'll bring my kid in the kitchen. Do you wanna fight right now? You wanna fight right now? But nah, definitely.
You gotta think about on the other side, bro. If you're the stepdad. Come on, bro. You're not having my man check you up every 2 weeks, blackest.
I'm saying, but you're going to see him. Like, birthday. Yeah, but
you're saying relationship as in, like, you got a liaise, like.
Yeah. I don't want that put up in my grill all the time. Like.
Yeah, bro. There might be situations like, you got to go drop the kid at his crib or something.
That's the mum, bro.
Knock on the door and run off.
That's the mum, bro. That's the baby mum, bro. You want to cutting out the baby mum. She's the link.
Bro,
you can't be busy.
So you don't need favors for your girl, bro.
Do the stepdad thing and then half do.
Exactly.
No, no, no.
You gotta step up to be the stepdad.
If she's a good baby mum, she's gotta know how to keep you lot away from each other.
Move on. Wait, cool. What happens, when she needs something done that you can't do, like, you know, like build a cupboard?
Yeah.
She has to call me.
Yeah, he's still a dad though, but I ain't gotta see him. He ain't gotta butt me.
No, I can't lie. If you can't build a cupboard, but he can, then.
Yeah.
No, but then why am I here?
You better go on YouTube.
You better figure that out.
That's one of the.
You better. Send your baby mum out on errands and call IKEA and say, yo, come do this while she's
Oh, call your handyman boy, like, yo, bro, come here. Yeah.
I've got the instructions spread out. Yeah. That's what you're paying. Triple the price.
You got to call all the man them. Like, 10 niggas in one, like.
With one instruction.
It's like, yo, we need this done now. That's a way to get me to do something. If it's like, yo, I'm just gonna call my man then. I'll be like, no.
I got this.
I'm a plumber as well. Don't worry.
Done.
I think that's calm though. If she's calling her baby dad to do things, I think that's calm. But like, just.
It's not both of us. Emasculation.
I don't think that's calm, man.
That's emasculation.
Bro, it could be dead serious. It could be plumbing. I'm no plumber. None of us are plumbers. Yeah. I'd be like, nah.
I'm gonna provide pipe.
I got this. I'll get YouTube will be right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Last resort, pay a nigga to do the plumbing, man.
Yeah.
But
my man calling the baby dad to do the housework.
So he can be like Superman. Oh, you saved the day.
What if he's a gardener?
We had no hot water without you.
What he's going to do, he's going to come over and he's going to say, Atlas couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to bang him in his head.
Yeah, that's how you got to deal with that. What if it's his trade, though? Like, he's legit painter.
Painter's crazy.
You might want to do a relationship with my man. Cool. That's what you said. Like 5 minutes ago. So you got a relationship with my man, yeah?
Keep yeah. the word.
Let him come in the yard and pack up. Yeah, let like, him paint the it's his son living in the yard.
This nigga under the sink. Your son. This nigga's under the sink, butt crack showing. Nah, yeah. nigga, I'm grown by his belt. Hey, hey, if you don't get out of here, my friend.
Son. It's your son living in the yard. Go in there and fix up the plumbing, bro.
But I will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll do it. Or I'll pay someone to the heat.
No, I'm talking about the baby dad.
The baby mom's like, oh, it was so cold without you.
Nah, man. That's crazy. He's just giving you that hug where word. 2 feet are in the air.
Word. Twirling in that. Nah.
Rocking side to side. Oh,
you know what I mean? What would I do without you?
I, feel like, I feel like that ain't that far fetched. There's definitely some baby dads that, if they got a trade, I can see the baby mom like, oh, like cool, Phil, like, you can do it. And my man, you're just going to be like,
I'm finished, like, man. I don't have a trade in me. No.
Like, fuck it, yeah. Let
I'm learning
the man trades. I feel like every man got to learn a trade, though. Yeah, yeah. That's one thing.
I learned from fixing bikes and still bikes fix up.
What I have is like engineering skills, but it's not really like a trade, where like a house trade. Mm. Nigga like me,
if the cupboard broke, you can't fix it?
No, I could. No, yeah, but like, I'm talking about a trade where that's you, yeah. That's your bag.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's plumbers, I never even bothered that, but like putting that, Flop tiling and that.
Yeah. And like putting together cupboards and that.
I feel like our parents.
Yeah.
But plumbing, I'm up to learn just in case.
Yeah. Think.
Right. For that even reason.
They can just do everything.
Our parents, yeah, they're low key.
Yeah,
they were the men. They were the real,
the real men. Men ain't men anymore, bro.
My dad could be plumbing, building, painting. I'm like,
we
sassy.
Yeah, we sassy.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, we sassy. You ain't giving.
Us podcasters were sassy.
You ain't giving.
I'm good with being sassy, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm out getting my nails done.
You saw the video of the guy making the fish on Twitter.
Yeah.
He'll send it for you, man, and that.
Or soft life.
Yeah. He said, what did he say?
He was basically cooking, and he was just like, oh yeah, I'm not like these sassy podcasters. I can basically say that.
He's like, I just finished this whole fish. I hope your man's podcast is doing well.
Yeah.
So I was like, rah.
I'll just punch him up.
Yo, everyone was under fish in the quote tweets, just digging him up, bro.
That's an idiot. Yo, Alex, you wanted to speak on something with these two niggas?
Let's speak
on it.
No, what, Prince Harry.
What?
No, nah, I don't call that, man.
No. I'm saving it to the end because this video.
Penis?
What?
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized.
What happened?
The last place I wanted to be was Frost Nipistan. Huh? I've been trying some home remedies, including one recommended.
Has the man got STD? Megan give STD?
She wants me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me. I found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room.
What?
Game of Thrones, bro.
And applied it down there.
Oh.
This guy is talking about his penis and his dead mother in one sentence.
I'm only honest, I didn't know what he was. He's talking about,
I think he had problems downstairs, and someone was like, apply this cream. And then he was like, that's the cream my mum used to use. And he's just explaining it. Lips. And we're just like, bro, like, you see when a nigga talks too much?
Yeah. Is that like, the audiobook?
Does he love his mum a bit too much? Like, because I can't
lie. I don't know.
No, he doesn't love his. Not saying that it's a perfect amount of love, but even with him, when he came up with the stories saying like how his brother punched him up and cussed out his wife, bro.
Man, just let your brother beat him up, bro.
And cussed
out. I thought you went to the army and that. You didn't learn that when you was there.
Bro, he was bunning loud there, man.
The guy came out bodies. Said 25 bodies.
He's a liar, bro.
If you got 25 bodies, you know how to scrap. I'm sorry.
Do you though? You got the machine thing. And you could just be killing innocent people.
Because I've heard, true that as well.
He got 25 kids.
Guns and knives, they'd be stabbing people, killing people, they go to jail, they get beat up every single day.
Yeah, bro.
There's a guy that I know who did a few tours as a Marine. And he was like, bro, but a lot of the time when guys say they got kills, they're not shooting people. A lot of it is close quarters.
Also,
depending on what you're doing. Because a lot of missions are like deploying compromise, isn't it? So it's like, we need to run into this, I don't know, this cave or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pirates in there that we've got to deal with. I don't know. And you just got to run in there.
It's still a bit weird to me that stuff
happens. Obviously, you've got tools on you, but if a man rolls up on you,
do you know what?
You ain't got time to pull it out and shoot him. You got to get busy.
But I'll be lying. I'd be like, yeah, you see my man in the back?
Yeah, I'll definitely cap.
Ended him.
Cap.
This time. Caught two bodies today.
Prince Harry, like, he's not going to believe you.
That's the thing, though, yeah. Like, he was on, I don't know. I think, like, you see when someone's doing a media rollout, and it's like, yo, bro, I've heard too much of you. Because I was rocking with Prince Harry.
Yeah,
at the start.
Then I got tired quickly.
I thought he was the guy. Then, like, this guy was just saying random stuff. He was like, maybe I'm a little racist. It's come on, man.
The thing is, after the interview of Oprah, I thought he was, like, I thought he was cool. I thought he was, like, a proper man, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
The way he was, like, you know, his body language is a big thing, innit?
He had a frame, a massive frame.
Yeah, the way he sat with Megan, the way he held her hand, the way he let her speak.
Protector.
He looked like he was, like a protector. But I've not read the book. I'm not going to. Couldn't pay me to read it. But just from the little bits I've heard, like that, him like letting me line him up, and just little bits, I'm like, this guy might be a victim.
You know what? Yeah, I'm just thinking about if my brother ever tried to bad me up and try to cuss out my wife.
Yeah,
I feel like I'll have enough anger to swing on him.
Nah, but you know what? It's still big bro though.
He's
still gonna pattern you though.
So it's, there's two ways this is gonna go. I'm gonna beat up my brother. I'm be like, don't ever talk on my wife's name ever again. Or I'm gonna get batted up, but I'm gonna go to my wife. I'll be like, yo, he's chatting shit about you. I smacked him up 10 times. Either way, I didn't lose the fight.
So can you beat up Ronaldo?
No way.
Exactly.
No way.
So he's still big bro.
But the thing is,
it's the big bro strength. Yeah, nah, putting in the book's crazy though.
But the thing is, yeah.
John Wick couldn't.
John Wick's not getting out on me.
I can't beat up my brother, but do you think that's gonna stop me from scrapping?
Oh yeah,
because I might
scrapping.
He could have scrapped, but he still got dad up.
Hey,
he said he popped his chain. He was like, yo, he broke my necklace and dashed into the ground.
The TI.
He popped his chain, bro.
Nah, but my man, what's his name?
You don't need that.
Older bro.
William.
He does look, looks a bit
tall, but
yeah, like, you know what I mean?
He looks flimsy.
The Harry looks way more flimsy.
I feel like
when I see William, he's in the like the army suit and that. Harry, I just see him in like turtlenecks.
He ain't been on no tours.
I just see him in turtlenecks. Like, nah, man, he ain't about it.
They're both army boys, though, innit?
Only Harry.
No,
I'm sure they both served.
Nah, William,
sure William, what is it?
William's like,
he served.
No, the thing is, yeah, the army, the people from the army came out and was like, yo, that's like not really cool to be saying stuff like that. Kind of that stuff just stays away from.
I'd assume so. Yeah.
Like, unless it's someone, I don't know. There's always someone on YouTube saying like, "I caught this body." See them sniper ones.
Yeah.
I like watching them sniper ones. But yeah,
do you not see Megan as black?
No.
I don't see her as black.
She don't see herself as black at all.
No, I think she kind of does though.
No, she said her mom, because her mom mixes herself, said she didn't raise up as a black woman. She said first time she ever experienced racism was in the UK.
Yeah.
Bro.
So that, yeah, bro.
But her mom is black though.
No, her mom's mixed race.
But her mom looks black though.
But her mom's like, so she's, I don't want to say, but she's 25%.
But the thing
is, white passes. If she.
Have you seen like, their kids, man? Come on, man.
Yeah.
What I'll say is if she considered herself black, I would. Because I'm not gonna, if someone's got black in the,
The one drip rule.
I don't know about the one, I don't know, it's weird because let's say for instance, right, her mum is what, half black?
Yeah.
So Megan's a quarter black, If her mum, because you know you get two kind of mixed race people.
Yeah.
You get the white mixed race people,
The two mixed race people is the white mum's black dad, and black mum's white.
I've met mixed race people with different.
Yeah, it's depending.
It just depends on the person. Yeah. Some people like I
in the same household sometimes.
Yeah, some people are just. It just depends what side you resonate with more. Like, but my point was, let's say for instance, so I'm going to assume with what you just said, innit, her mum is like one of those white black mixed race people. Yeah, if she was like a black woman who considered herself a black woman and raised Megan as a black woman, and that was like her, and she, for lack of a better term, saw herself as a black woman and carried herself that way, I'm not going to tell her she's not black. But when someone is only black when it suits them, i.e. for a media role, roll out, or to be like, oh, I've never considered myself black until I was victimized, it's kind of like you're kind of using it to your
advantage. If she was raised black, she wouldn't have been Harry, man.
You think so?
Yeah. Harry likes them black to an extent. That you're black enough that you're not, but you're not gonna ruin my dynamic.
Them other things in it.
Yeah, but he couldn't wife them up like.
All right, cool. So let's say we all love like.
This guy's gonna say something stupid.
Let's say we all love white women, like love them.
Hypothetically. Yeah.
But then she's like, oh, I'm in the royal family. Are you gonna cut ties?
No.
That's a.
Where is the bag?
Even worse for a black man trying to get into the
world. Yeah, you'd be dead. You'd die.
Yeah, no, I always, I think there's a level of black, Like Megan just passed.
Well, none of us were.
Hey,
we're about to bring it back to.
Hey,
we ain't getting it.
Then Princess Diana tried to marry the Asian man.
Alfayadi or Dodi.
Yeah, they locked that off.
Yeah, they deaded her.
Yeah, like, they locked off that party. Well,
can you imagine that though? Like,
Megan was Arab, right? Arab, was he Arab?
Yeah, Arab.
Yeah.
But it's not happening for us, man. That's not.
Right. Something before I wanted to get into before some music stuff. Yeah, all right. You lot know I'm a big advocate for cheating and stuff, yeah. I wanted to know, yeah, if...
Bro said he's a big advocate.
I believe in cheating.
I'm joking, but yeah. I want to give you like a cheating scandal, yeah, and you lot tell me how you'd get out of it.
Calm.
All right, cool. You're in the club now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was still a...
So you're in the club now, lips in one babe, yeah, and you look over and you see your girlfriend's best friend looking at you. What are you doing to get out of that scandal?
What?
No, I'm not doing nothing, man. I'm going to keep lips in her still because I've already been
caught. Yeah.
It's done happening.
Nah, but Joe's going to happen. She's going to say, oh, he was lips in her. Then he saw me and kept lips.
No, you got
but no. I'm like, does that sound believable?
Yeah.
If I've been bagged, I've been bagged.
Yeah. No, I'm saying,
I'm like, does that sound believable? I ask her, like, you know, does who the word? Huh? Her word against mine.
You got her on the Max Brandon team.
Yeah. Like,
what? You thought that was real?
I'm acting.
Nah, we were shooting
you
Top Boy, man.
Yeah, like, you thought I was real? Like,
nah.
You know I know Ash.
I'll just charge it, man.
Nah.
I was extra in the night.
Sometimes you got
to... We're not beating that, low-key, you're not beating
that. Nah. I've always said,
you just got to hold your 7-5, man.
Nah. I first thing I'm doing it, I'm texting my girl saying, yo, you know your best friend tried lips me? That's
that's a scummy move.
Bro, I'm turning them against each other. I'm turning them against each other.
It's your word versus hers.
Then, low-key down the line, believe what you want.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
You know what is the girl got to disappear though? She got to go. She has to be gone.
But the thing is,
I'm just.
But the thing is, yeah. Do you know how easy it is to turn women against each other?
Oh man, look at Megan and her bestie, yeah.
bro.
That's what I'm thinking of though. Yeah. I'm thinking of the girl whose lips is like she has to disappear.
Nah, but it's yeah.
Because they'll get her. Yeah, like, what happened that night?
It's loose leaks.
You just have to do the master manipulation tactic,
bro.
What? No, what the
girl whose lips is she has to go somewhere.
Yeah. No.
Send her away.
She has to go. What are talking about Michael?
Too many
you gotta
fishes.
Go, bro.
You see, like in
I'll
power,
put a horse then,
it's
on
your,
the bed.
Then it's your word versus hers.
The thing is, you see, like in power, yeah, like when Ghost gets on the black leather gloves.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, she's gotta go.
Gotta go, Tommy. She's gotta go.
But nah, there's a few ways out of that, man. I feel like as long as your girl actually doesn't see, yeah, I feel like you're good.
Yeah, because it's my word against.
Yeah, her. But then that's what I'm saying. You gotta get rid of the loose ends.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Did you see it?
Nah, she told me.
I'm
she didn't even like us on the start.
Yeah, bro.
She didn't like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you gotta be like, am I stupid enough to lips another girl in front of your best friend? Come on, man.
I knew she was going to the party.
You know what I mean?
I saw it.
I'm stupid, but not that stupid.
Exactly.
But sometimes you gotta give up a little something to her. Yeah, I was talking to her.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm, the fire.
Yeah.
So you gotta throw a little something.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're facing 25 years, you take the 2 years.
No, but what do you say if I was talking to her? You've lost already, man.
No. Down the line. You're just like, yeah, I'll just converse.
Alex was there as well.
You got to throw all the men there.
I'm throwing men at
Alex. Yeah, that was Alex.
She knows that Alex.
She was on Alex.
It was Alex. Oh,
yeah.
She's gang. I remember one time, yeah, when I was in the dance and my new babes was there, yeah. And then I'm thinking, yeah, hell of a time. You see, back in the day when you were like 17, 18, when the babes you were chatting to was in the dance, that's you all night.
Yeah, that's all night. Yeah.
Bro, there. And I look over, I feel a negative force just come in. Damn, that's my ex girlfriend. I'm ex and my girlfriend at the same time. You see them, you're in the breakup transition. Yeah. So she's your ex, Limbo. But your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She comes in the dance. I'm thinking, what the fuck? I'm like, who invited this bitch?
Yeah.
Trying to get security to grab her out. I'm just thinking.
You got drugs.
Hey, check her pockets. But yeah, then I never forget just sitting down in that rave, sweating, just like doing nothing.
Can't do
that. That ruined my night.
Your night's
I never forget. I got to the point, yeah, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to get so burst. I got so burst, yeah. I started whining with my best friend, like my female best friend, yeah. And then.
So now you're in trouble by two different
ones? Yeah, I was in trouble.
You just blew yourself
and then.
Up.
Fuck it though.
Then my ex came and sat down with me at the table. And she's trying to talk to me like relationship stuff. Oh. I'll never forget.
Why are you doing this
here? Yeah, no, I just never forget. I was like, I'm so drunk. And I just went like this. I tried to fall asleep in front of her.
Oh my God.
And she just walked off, yeah. And I was like, haven't spoken to the new sweetie all night, yeah. And I woke up to her, just trying to chat to her. You see when you get the cold shoulder?
Yeah, she wasn't having it.
She already knew. She already knew what she looked like. And yeah. I was like, when the evidence is there. When the evidence is there, you can't even be like, what? You gonna believe me or those lying ass eyes?
No, man. Oh, my God.
Oh my fucking goodness.
I'd always blame it on the alcohol, though. Always.
That's not even strong enough.
I could always act above the alcohol, too. So the alcohol's making me act up, but I could always go a bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So...
You see when you're licked, yeah, and then like...
Because if you use the alcohol as an excuse, you'd be like, okay, you can never go out without me then if you're going drinking.
Yeah, then that's another one. But you see when you long term. When you put your niggas involved in the light, it's like, all right, cool. So now I know this is what you get up to when you're out with so-and-so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like, now you can't go out so-and-so. Or she's side-eyeing.
Mama can hold that, boys, though. He can hold that, though.
Yeah, no, there's certain lies you put. There's certain...
I put bear cases in the mandem.
Yeah.
You have to hold that.
You use certain pawns... Like you won't if this is your missus, you won't use your right hand man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because that's
use a foot soldier, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, yo, that's where you use me. Yo, hey, you gotta take this rap. Yeah. And I'll just be like, yeah. I'm never gonna see
that man know that's their right role. Certain man know
hand man
not in certain circumstances.
Consigliere, bro, you can't do that.
Serious circumstances you can, 100%.
Yeah, no, where it's like, yo, tell this girl I was with you last night.
Yeah.
That's where you use your right hand man, where you give him the information.
She's
but I feel
believe
like
you.
I feel like women have clocked onto that.
Yeah. Already. You use it too much, bro.
Yeah.
Can't use it every single day. Tell us with you, that's what.
Yeah.
With me last night. It's all lying. Yeah.
It's like when shorties grab their man's phone and they text a shorty like, have you ever fucked before?
Yeah.
Bitch, give your man his phone back.
That's such a dumb way of doing it, though.
That's such a bitch ass way to go out, man.
What?
Texting a girl, ever fucked before?
Yeah, but that's.
But I'll tell you something, though. We've spoken about this on the podcast before. When a woman, has her heart set on something, like, she will stoop so low.
Yeah.
And this is what I always say, it's like, you can't go to war with women.
Yeah.
We have like a limit where it's like, okay, do you know what? Like,
it's done. Charge.
I would never. Yeah. If I thought my
woman is like, no,
yeah, there is no law.
Get me. Yeah. Like, I'm getting this W.
She'll go to lunch with like the suspect.
Yeah.
Man ain't doing that, bro.
She'll find out her favorite color, whatever. Like, should we even invite her around the crib while you're not there?
Imagine your team might have cheated on you with someone, and you're gonna meet up with them and like find out. Nah, man, they ain't doing that.
Yeah, man, it's very tech.
But there's been guys, you guys, they'll take the girl's phone, or did we fuck or something, or did we...
What, guys? Oh, guys do that?
That's
what I'm saying.
Even if I'm the moment, I'm replying, not yet.
Yeah. Hey, do you
look... Bro, like, literally, my cousin, yeah, when he went, my bear, yeah, he beat some ting, yeah. The girl's boyfriend, bro, ain't no trouble with you. Can you just tell me if you beat her?
Tell me the story. Bro.
Yeah. I said, DM.
All your cousins are sweating at home, you know.
But, hey, do you think you have to hold that?
Do you think you could handle, yeah, if you went into your girl's like WhatsApp group with
your
friends, yeah,
see anything
and just type in your name to see what comes up?
No,
you're getting cooked.
No. No,
okay.
That nigga,
I'll never go through his girl phone.
Why would I even want to do that?
I'm not strong enough for that.
Girls, he lasted 60 seconds again.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I think our group chats are mad. Yes. Girls group chats,
yeah,
crazy.
They're getting cooked.
My group chat ain't even like. It's not even like madness.
That's the only thing, you know, girls don't realize we don't be talking about women in our group chats.
It's like, just sports and jokes.
And bagging on each other.
Sports jokes and gal.
Yeah.
No, get me wrong. We do
couple times.
We don't talk about it the way they think we do.
Yeah.
We just be like in our group chat. Just be banging on one another
it's like
hey, yo, lava that one.
Excuse me.
You'll be what?
Sir.
I'll be doing what?
Right, lava splash, lava splash.
Thunder and fire.
So we just be banging on each other.
When was you banging on me, big bro?
I was about to say bagging, innit? Not bagging.
Big homie.
Yo, big bro.
Nah, we don't even like.
How do you know he's a big homie?
Hey,
yo.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, fuck's sake. Anyway, Alex, there was something you wanted to speak on.
Yeah, let's get into it since we're wrapping up. I see you two. Talking to you lot directly.
Yeah.
Talking about artists of the year.
Root industry.
Oh yeah.
Talking about Central C.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I understand why they said that.
I understand. I just don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. There was something you said that I agreed with when you said
most
that.
Success, most reach.
Listen, we had a criteria. No, yeah.
Something you said that really that I heard it when you said it because I agreed.
What was it?
When he said that Cench is like the best representation of like a London youth in the public eye these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's true. The way he talks, the way he dresses, the way he carries himself, all of that.
Nigga, we talking music. No, let's talk music now. Yeah.
No, but we
represent. If we're just talking strictly music, I can't.
But you know,
I can't.
Cench can rap.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, by the way, there's one song that I really like and no one likes. Yeah. I think it's his latest release.
Oh, I hate it, man.
Let it go.
Hey, I be.
That's the thing.
But the thing is, I be vibing to him sometimes. Obviously, I think he's a good rapper. But then I was thinking, all right, cool. Like when I'm in a, maybe it's just me. Like when I'm in a dance, yeah, and I've heard when like some Central C come on. What's the homophobic? One. Yeah. Actually, that goes off for like 20 seconds.
It goes off, yeah.
For 20 seconds. Yeah. For 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It's like minute 50 long though.
Huh? But either way, yeah, the same energy K-Trap Warm or whatever K-Trap song comes on, it's different.
It's not enough though, man.
But bro, what do you mean enough?
I think Warm came out in 2021. But
the thing is, yeah.
What was the criteria then for you saying that Cench was the artist of the year?
Criteria, well, on the complex thing, criteria was buzz, mainstream radar,
projects
it was rapping ability, mm-hmm. and the last one was like miscellaneous, innit, like it could be like press and whatnot.
Mm. I would even
everything he
what
covered,
I will say
everything.
About something is that he can't, this is what I get frustrated, it's why I always get frustrated about someone like Drake as well, because these are dudes who can rap,
yeah,
but for whatever reason, okay, it's a formula kind of thing. With Drake, I don't really know why he's still doing it, because it's like
you're the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah. With Cench, I get you're still kind of on the come up and you're trying to get to that level. So you're playing the game, innit? It's a formula. You figured out the formula. No matter what Cench does, we can sit here and talk about whatever we think about his music, but he's gonna do numbers every single time, and there's a reason for that, whether or not we like it or not.
Can I tell you the reason?
Go on.
A lot of the reason why Cench is so big is because he's biracial, bro.
You think so?
We can't figure out his race.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see the questions race surrounding him. The mystery surrounding, is he black, white, Asian, mixed?
Black.
The,
you know, yeah.
Well, like, he's saying
no, apparently he's Guyanese, Trini, and Chinese.
But you know there's Asians in Guyana, and that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but it's like, the mystery surrounding his race is a huge part, racially
ambiguous adds to like someone's character. Yeah. You're not too sure, are they not?
Some people is flawed, some people hasn't, but Drake is racial. Ambiguous,
but we know what Drake is. He's half black,
but like the look
Drake,
of him.
Drake's not a black man.
He's mixed race.
He's not a black man. No, he's not. But he's never identified as being black.
What?
No. Not until we got popping, bro.
No, listen to old Drake, bro.
Before there was some black
video
came out. I mean, the whole blackface thing is nuts.
Not that. No, even that.
I even forgot about that. That is not a black man. That is not a black kid that's grown up to do. That is.
Bro, he's just a waste man. He's just a waste man, though.
Yeah, but forget about that. But carry on with the thing.
Yeah, no, like the whole like a lot of reasons. I'm not saying because he can rap. Like I said, he can rap and that. But a lot of the reason, I'll say even 50%, is because he's racially ambiguous. If it was a black boy doing Doja, it wouldn't have blown up that big. Yeah. I promise you.
I feel like it's just unanimous. Like artists of the year, who else?
I'm not as tapped into the UK scene. You might not have really listened to UK music.
Yeah, you know a boom bap guy.
You know that's not true. So don't do that to me. Yeah. Don't do that to me.
Right, cool.
You're a waste, man. What I will say is this. Listen, I've only listened to the first half because 28 tracks is fucking insane.
Clavish.
Yeah. Oh, Clavish is ridiculous.
Clavish tape is cold. I'm only halfway through.
But he's ridiculous.
Clavish tape is cold. Clavish years this year, though. It's going to be his.
I don't want to see you, man, sitting around the table talking about some old stuff. Clavish is going to be artist of the year this year.
Yeah, this year.
Whoa.
The year just started, though, but like.
He dropped it early, so we still got time to drop something else.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't 28 tracks, Clavish, innit?
Yeah.
Okay, but what if Central C drops his album?
It won't be as good as this.
How do you know, though?
By the way, Central C's projects, they don't be hitting.
Yeah.
They're calm.
They just seem like throwaways, but maybe the album would be different. But
I feel like they're just calm.
They're calm.
But my artist of the year, it sounds weird I'm saying he's having his breakout year this year. It's Heady One.
No, that was,
you know,
Heady One's gonna have his Tion Wayne year.
He's hitting his second wave,
and his wave is gonna be this year as well. But last year, it was like the end of the year when it started cooking up.
Yeah,
it was when
yeah.
it was from Came in the Scene,
yeah.
And then it was the Can't Be Us,
yeah.
And then it was
50s,
and then that,
then now,
okay, now Martin, it's going Martin so far,
whole year he's
and now it's gonna,
Martin
yeah, yeah,
so now it's gonna spiral.
Yeah, I feel like
it's gonna be more than Central C.
No, I'm not talking last year.
Oh,
and this year. Wait, also JS
coming back.
This
is January, bro.
JS coming back this year, isn't it? Huh? J Hart's come back this year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's long.
Can't leave him out.
J Hart.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. J Hart put a freestyle out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't say anything because I love Killer Cam, so I can't say.
Wait.
I can't be like he's chatting shit.
Wait.
I'm the biggest Cam fan ever.
Wait.
I love Action Bronson. Action Bronson, Killer Cam, NF2, Ghostface Killer. Niggas don't be saying nothing. So I can't criticize.
But wait. But J Hart put out a freestyle. As he always does, just like a random one where he just looks like he's in a cave somewhere.
Yeah.
just low key. And then I was trying to take it in. I was like, yo, low key, this is us. And everyone was loving it. I was like, bro, yeah, this is cheeks, but obviously we haven't had like any. I feel like once you disappear, yeah, anything you're given, you'd be like,
I think he knows that too.
Yeah. But people were loving it too much. So I was like, yo, don't forget this is a little just messing about.
He's just messing around.
No, it's Jay Huss's distinction, man. The way he says it.
Yeah. That's why I say he's not even lyrical like that.
That's what
people kill me when I say that.
It's the delivery.
Yeah. I think he's lyrical in a sense of.
I don't think he's that
things
lyrical.
Things he says is just like.
It's unorthodox, but he's not lyrical. But when I say that, everyone's like.
He's not crazy basic.
Everyone's like, oh my gosh.
Someone with like, for the sake of argument, someone with like a basic flow. Someone like Chipmunk, who's just a rapper.
Yeah.
He doesn't do all the other extra bells and whistles. He just raps. If you got Chipmunk to spit a J Hus verse, and then got Chipmunk to spit, I don't know, a Clavage verse. Mm. The Clavage verse would sound better.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what J Hus does is about cadence.
Yeah, voice. Yeah.
You get me? It's not just about what he's saying. It's how he says it.
It's just like one liners.
It's like Snoop Dogg.
I feel like J Hus. He goes in the studio, just does like stabs, just one line. Like there was one line in his new album. He was like, "I came in with the Yinka Yanka." I said, "What's a Yinka Yanka, bro?"
But I knew what it was.
Obviously, I'm Gambian in it. That's a Gambian term in it.
Like,
you make it sound cold.
But the thing is,
you don't think he's banging bear spells on you lot. That's my language, bro.
But I was banging spells.
That's
spells, bro.
And no denying at the start.
Hey.
Yeah, like, bro,
he was banging spells. Was you not banging spells?
No, that's my language.
Nah, but you and Akon were banging spells, though.
Yeah. you and Akon were going little witch doctors. you the one that sent Akon's hairline forward.
We cast a couple things on screen. What you read is not what you think.
Don't kill me.
Well, Flash, you're going to start spitting Doja backwards.
Why do you think I'm blowing up?
Hey.
Shout out to the witch lady, man.
That is funny. Man. Nah, but you know what it is with Huss? It's like I say, like, as someone who loves rappers like that, like, because a lot of the time, J Huss isn't really saying much. And that freestyle, he wasn't saying a word. That nigga ain't saying a word.
It's been that.
A minute long, he ain't saying nothing.
It's been that, though. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I said, as someone who loves Killer Cam and Ghostface,
you can't say much.
Yeah, I can't then turn around and be like, yo, I'm not fucking with it because he's not saying anything.
But when he wants to rap, he can rap, I think.
No, do you know what? I tweeted one time, J Hus ain't lyrical. I got cooked.
Yeah, yeah. But every time someone says that, he raps similar to Mo Stack.
It's like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
50 Cent ain't lyrical.
Don't say Mo Stack.
50 Cent. Huh? Wait.
Mo Stack might be better than J Hus, like lyric.
No, they're both kind of the same. It's like, I was with the girl yesterday. Now I got the new whip. Like nothing really links, but it sounds good.
Actually, that's what you dropped recently as well. Fredo.
Fredo's
not lyrical, but he can rap.
He can rap. He's not like
a lot of men in the UK can rap.
Yeah,
he can rap his ass off, man.
I think because we're behind the US, we're not too much on the melody.
We're not behind the US, by the way. US, I said it. I put my favorite UK rappers. I put Wretch against anyone.
Oh, it's always Wretch.
Get out of here, man.
I put Wretch against anyone, man. Wretch and Skeppy against your favorite US rapper.
I mean, there isn't really any. I mean, even
that's what I'm saying today.
The guys I listen to from the US aren't even really rappers like that.
Like Griselda, like, they're not lyrical. They're just street.
Conway's lyrical when he wants to be.
Yeah, okay. Conway's lyrical.
Yeah.
West Side Gun chat shit.
Yeah.
But he's so cold.
West Side Gun's just cold because of the
voice.
Yeah, the voice. Yeah.
You don't even need
But there aren't really a lot of rappers like that. The guys I like from the US, Smino, Sabo, etc., aren't lyrical guys, innit?
They just make good music.
Yeah, they make good music.
Davies is lyrical.
That's what it matters now. Davies, it's just good music.
Old Wonder Kid.
Yeah.
100%.
Davies is a
I don't ever call him a Wonder Kid, bro. The guy started gangbanging at 28.
When he dropped, he was young. When he dropped Kyrie Chanel and Black Rose, he was like early
28.
No, bro, he was like 23.
Yeah.
Wait, Google. Ask a question.
Oh, shit.
What?
You missed out on the last.
You gotta ask both of them. He missed the last one.
All right, quickly. We all need to know, man. We all need to know. What's your white woman body count?
Why did you turn to him instead of answering?
Because I ain't got one.
Just say percentage.
Okay, percentage. It's not bad at all. I love my black women, man. It's about.
My man wanted to throw that in there.
Disclaimer.
I really love my black queens.
80. I can't lie though. It's 25%.
That's high.
That's not high. That is not high.
Jordan tagged me. He's like, oh, get Rambo and AOT because he's been on Jack Harlow. Yeah. He's been that white woman body.
Right, yo, crazy. He is milking away.
We ain't been on no milk, man.
You ain't been with milk? Man.
No, you lactose intolerant?
Lactose, bro.
You haven't ever been with a milk lady?
No, bro. I'm not against it, but nah.
It's saying circumstance.
It's a bit late to not, you know.
Yeah, you can't do it now.
He said about missing out.
Is that Davey's gangbang at 28?
Yeah, like I'm chill. Like,
the color distinction.
Nah, he's older than me.
Sometimes you gotta use that little Caucasian lady as like the training wheels.
Yeah.
He said, test out your new things.
He's spit in her mouth.
Oh, right. You know what it is? Yeah, there was a thing where I was on a roll in it, but I just
a kill streak.
I figured out why I like the contrast in it. Literally like the
Yeah, we're ending the hair. No,
I like the
color of the skin. Literally.
No, it was. Yeah.
I said
was
I like that black pole on a white body.
Contrast, yeah, man. Because obviously I was so used to. Yeah,
we're gonna cut you off.
We're cutting you off for your own good. Thank you,
bro. Said I like the contrast.
Like, share, subscribe. Use the podcast. Use the hashtag #AATPod on Twitter. Thank you.
Man said he was on the kill streak.
I like my dark skin on her white body.
Man, a little chocolate twirl.
Fuck you,
know. Kill Street.
No, I had a roll, man. Oh, man. This is fresh out of uni, bro.